And you never have an extra shoelace. It's not like a car if your tire goes. That's it for your shoe. You've got to retire that shoe. The whole shoe must rest. And the laces never say anything to you. Never give you any warning. Oh, some of them do. Some of them say, I'm very weak. You say, oh, you'll make it pop. Son of a gun, you did it, didn't you? They always let you down at that time, man. Shoelaces, really weird people.
We Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
But there's never been anything on a scale of human tragedy in our own hemisphere like what we're now witnessing in Haiti.
Today, President Clinton and I are joining together to appeal to you with real urgency.
Give now, and lives will be saved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a wonderful evening of theater and picking up after yourselves. We begin with a tribute to our lesser-known presidents.
We are the mediocre presidents. You won't find our faces on dollars or on cents. There's Taylor, there's Tyler, there's Fillmore, and there's Hayes. There's William Henry Harrison.
I died in 30 days.
We are the adequate, forgettable, occasionally
I heard a young man speaking out just the other day. I stopped just to listen to what he had to say. He spoke straight and simple, by that I was impressed. He said, once and for all, why not the best? Said his name was Jimmy Carter, and he was running for president. And it laid out a plan of action, made a lot of sense. He talked about the government and how it used to be for you and me. That's the way it ought to be. Right now, once and for all, why not the best? He spoke plain and simple, and I began to understand. I was listening to quite a man talking to me. I began to see. We need Jimmy Carter. Why settle for less, America? Once and for all, why not the best? We need Jimmy Carter, we can't afford to settle for less, America. Once and for all, why not the best? Why not the best? Why not the best?
Don't worry, I brought my Rappin' Ronnie Reagan tape. It always makes the trip go faster.
Well.
You know something? He did say well a lot.
Well. Old Mother Reagan and her crew took away from me and you. Up she go far away. She better go far away. You know it ain't right when it's all wrong. See old Mother Reagan protest song. Old Mother Reagan, she's a thong. Malcolm, she don't go far away. She better go far away. Old Mother Reagan went to heaven and pearly gates will stop.
California, here we come. Back where Reagan started from. Our Ronnie can do it, he's got the knack. He's strong and he's steady, good times will be coming back. California, here we come. Play the fife and beat the drum. Open up your golden gate. Ronald Reagan's gonna lead the ship of state.
Now, you know, it reminds me, too, of Ronald Reagan, of course, when you mentioned it. And that's very sad, but 5 days? you don't bury somebody for 5 days. You just don't do it. Even the Jewish religion doesn't around that long. I thought maybe they were burying him with spoons. It really is. It's almost too much. And now we're going to have to vote again. And just when I say that, it makes me want to go lie down. I'm going to have to cover this election for The Daily Show. And I got to say, I don't want to. Really, seriously, I don't want to pay attention to it. Because it's just started, and it's been going on for a couple of months now. I'm just trying to figure out at what point I'm going to kill myself. because I thought last time was as bad as it got. Nope, no. Once again, fear versus. If this is evolution in terms of leadership, I think in 12 years we're going to be voting for plants.
If you wake and you don't want to smile, just you wait, wait a little while. Open your eyes. Now look at the day. You might see things in a different way. And don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. Why not think about the times to come? Not about all the things that you've done. If your life looks bad to you, just think what tomorrow can do. So don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be much better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. Oh, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. Oh, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be so much better than before. When yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
I think war is a dangerous place. Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb buildings. You know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Sheib, or whatever the guy's name was. And we're fully committed to working with both sides to bring the level of terror down to an acceptable level for both. I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
The ambassador and the general were briefing me on the vast majority of Iraqis want to live in a peaceful, free world. And we will find these people, and we will bring them to justice. You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we're order out of chaos, but we will.
Missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason I can't. But that was when I ruled the world.
My fellow Americans, Melania and I are delighted to wish America and the entire world a very Merry Christmas. In the season of joy, we spend time with our families. We renew the bonds of love and goodwill between our citizens. And most importantly, we celebrate the miracle of Christmas. For Christians, we remember the story of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph that began more than 2,000 years ago. As the book of Isaiah tells us, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This good news is the greatest Christmas gift of all, the reason for our joy, and the true source of our hope. On behalf of Melania, myself, Barron, and the entire Trump family, God bless you, God bless America, and have a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
President Gas is President Gas. though, as an example, your CNN, I mean, it's story after story after story is bad. I won. And the other thing, chaos. There's zero chaos. We are running, this is a fine-tuned machine.
Bars and subprime loans and broken homes. Is this the life? The Holy Grail. It's not enough that we succeed. We still need others to fail. Fear. Fear drives the mills of modern man. Fear keeps us all in line.
It's true, the ants don't have enough IQ to
just numbed out on reality TV. So every time the curtain falls, every time the curtain falls on some forgotten life, it is because we all stood by silent and indifferent. It's all.
And now, episode 12 of the Fit Family, who live right down the street in Everytown, USA. Frankie Fit had his checkup today, and Mom and Dad Fit and their neighbor Henry Hardy are talking about the results.
What did the doctor say about Frankie, Mother?
He said his wrists are in great shape, but the rest of him is all soft and flabby.
He said the same thing about Hank Jr.
How could this happen?
Too much Pac-Man and not enough sit-ups.
My Hank's big on sit-downs.
I thought they were taking physical education at school.
Well, they get one period a week of something called general play. The doctor says that's not enough.
Well, what is enough?
Kids should get at least 3 periods a week of vigorous physical activity, but only 1 in 4 are getting that much. Where are you going, dear?
I'm calling the Board of Education. I want the rest of Frankie to be as fit as his wrists.
For more information about physical education in your school, write Fitness, Washington, D.C., 20201. And remember, fitness is for everyone, for life.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2021. Whether you're for or against, it is going to be a historic day today. I wonder if we made it through okay. At least I got my radio show in on time, I'll tell you that. Here with you until 7 p.m., it's Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm going to give you a little block of the Presidents of the United States of America, the band. The Presidents of the United States of America, a little mini block of 4 songs. They're about 2 minutes each, and they were a fun little band from the early 90s, 1993 and 1996. They did 2 albums. So here is the Presidents of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen.
Lump lingered last in line for brains.
outside and all creepy on the interior. Yeah, I can't bring myself to smash it. So I take it for a ride on a sunny summer Sunday afternoon. And I ride with the top down, ride with the top down, ride with the top down. And I blew the top right off my car.
Peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. Peaches. Move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a root salt twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman.
Struggle for the right, and we know that Grant is true, his arm is strong. He is once more at our head, as he was when late he led, and the battle cry of freedom was our song. Grant, 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 the country's calling. Goodbye, Andy, you must go. For the man will be our head, on to victory has led. For to Grant a traitor ever is a foe. He will win election day as he holds our foes at bay, and we all will cheer to hear the happy news. He will oust
the traitor horde, with the ballot as his sword. The Ku Klux Klan will shiver in their shoes.
Grant, 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 the country's calling. Goodbye, Andy, you must go. For the man will be our head, on to victory has led. For to Grant a traitor ever is a foe.
Thank you. ashes.
Aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps fate today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night, we will not vanish without a fight, we're going to live on, we're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Have the foes of freedom sought our happy union to divide? For which our heroes bravely fought, for which our patriots bravely died. But vain their efforts, all have proved the temple still unshaken stands. Nor by the power of faction moved, nor leveled by rebellion's hands. Huzzah for Madison, huzzah for Union and America. Huzzah for Madison, huzzah for Union and America. And should the Tories all unite and join again with British foes, though Satan might applaud the sight, the heavens would soon interpose. While Jefferson to shade retires and Madison like morn appears, fresh confidence and hope inspires, and light again the nation cheers. Huzzah for Madison, huzzah for Union and America. Huzzah for Madison, huzzah for Union and America.
Have a good night, time travelers. This is Chris Earle, and it's been Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, January 20th, 2021 show. This is my 40th remote show. 40 weeks of remote shows. Eventually, I'll get back in the studio. I'm going to keep on recording them if you keep listening to them. I was proud of today's little feature. It was meaningful. And it was also meaningless. Meaningful and deep, also meaningless and trite and forgettable. I think it was quite the right balance. Anyway, time travel here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m., at least until February. And then, I don't know, I might just retire the show. 2008, 13 years. I'm tired, you know. I stay up all night doing this. It gets to be too much. You got to vote a new guy in. There's got to be some new time traveler coming in one of these days. I know everybody wants the spot. I know that. Will they give it as much thought as I do to my shows and prepare? Probably not. But what do you care? You don't listen to the whole thing anyway. You just caught the end. Anyway, time travel's here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Congratulations to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Kamala? Kamala? I don't remember what it is. All I know is it's Harris, right? This is a good, wasn't there a Harris? There was William Henry Harrison who died in 30 days. We learned that today. The Simpsons. All kinds of things today. We did a little short four-pack of the presidents of the United States of America. We had some Hamilton in there. We had a guy named Oscar Brand doing a whole bunch of songs for us campaign songs. It's a great little disc that I got there. We had the Talking Heads in there with Don't Worry About the Government. We had Roger Waters, the angry Roger Waters. That's just what we need, is a Brit telling us what's wrong with our country, with is this the life we really want? But we love Roger Waters, and we like playing Roger Waters. He's always deep and meaningful. Twisted Sister, where we're not going to take it, which was actually one of the campaign songs that Trump used. Coldplay with Viva La Vida, which was a little, did at least that was interpreted as a song about what happened with George Bush. We had Fight the Power, the 2020 remix, the 2020 remix with Public Enemy. Big Shot was in there with Billy Joel. We had Richard Cheese, Lounge Against the Machine. I told you about Roger Waters. And we also had Green Day starting us off, and Leonard Cohen, Pet Shop Boys are in there, the Beatles, and some other stuff. I don't know. You listen to the show. Go back and listen to it. If you missed it, it's going to be on there. Go to WMFO.org, archive, and blah, blah, blah. See you next week. Congratulations to Biden and Harris, and farewell to President Trump, number 45, whether you're for him or against him, whether you're for Biden or you're against him. You know what? We're all in this together. All we got is each other, you know? That's it. Too many people spend most of their time arguing and hating one another. Stay together. Whether you breathe a sigh of relief or a sigh of regret today, there's plenty of people who aren't around to breathe anymore. They had their shot, and now it's ours. Fail or succeed, you decide. That's on us. We're only here for a short time, everybody. Speaking as someone who's had a few scares over time and approaching the big 50 mark next year, actually this year, I can tell you what I've learned in 50 years is time is short. It's a great healer and a great destroyer. It is also just like the sea. It is unrelenting, unforgettable, and mysterious. Anyway, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Been up all night doing this radio show. Hope you liked it. Bye. Also, how great was that Grimm's Fairy Tale at the beginning with the cat and the mouse? Read by me. How great was that? God, it was good. All right, bye. I'm going to leave you with God Bless America. From the mountains.